The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. I have a friend who served in the Peace Corps in Panama years ago and joked that they had to learn to keep their feet well inside their tent because if they stuck them out, they would wake up with little scabs on their toes from having been fed upon by vampire bats. Of course, this is common knowledge to locals, and now even scientists have documented the phenomenon. The hairy-legged vampire bat inhabits forests in northeastern Brazil, and it was thought that birds were its sole prey. But dung analysis recently revealed that other types of two-legged animals, humans, were on the bat's menu as well. Vampire bats, which live only in the Americas, feed by slicing back the skin of their prey with razor-sharp incisors and lapping up the flowing blood. To find out what the bats might be eating, researchers collected 70 fecal samples from a colony living in a cave in Brazil's Catimbau National Park and extracted DNA to identify the bats' most recent meals. Of course, domestic animals and people usually live close together, making it easy for the bats to grab a quick bite from whomever is available.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and the Cincinnati Zoo, with support from Cincinnati Public Radio members to spread the good news of the natural world.